Hello and welcome back to episode 11 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined once again by Bronell and Harf for yet another action-packed episode. Before we get started, just wanted to say thanks again to our sponsor, Player Golf. Boys are suited up again tonight, just got off the course. Decent round, but we're looking good.
Got my casual collar on tonight.
Casual collar. Feeling good. Yeah, lots of good stuff on Player Golf. That's PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DRIVETHEGREEN to get 15% off your next order.
1-5.
1-5. Yeah. Always 1-5, not 5-0. Maybe someday. But, yeah, we got a big episode this week. Players' Championship upcoming. But before we get into that, we got to do a recap of the Wells Fargo. Good tournament. Big winner.
I'd say so, yeah.
That was a pretty solid field.
Yeah, good field. Everyone tuning up for the players. The unofficial fifth major, which we'll get into, but Jason Day puts together a solid round. He was in it all week. Harv knew it was coming, we'll also get into in the picks. But
yeah, he's getting hot at the right time for sure.
Yeah, he sure Sunday. He sure made that green mile look like it was peanuts.
Yeah, birdied 16, birdied 17.
Little bit of luck on 17.
That thing was going the pin well hot off the green.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't believe how hard and fast that green was too, because it hit hard and they were saying as soon as it landed, like, this could be gone, and then all of a sudden it hits the pin and didn't just ricochet, it hit the pin and stopped 2 feet away.
Yeah, to win a golf tournament with the amount of good players there are now, you pretty much need a break like that or two just to win a tournament.
You have to play very consistent and then have
a couple breaks,
two or three,
like Patrick Reed's break on 13.
Oh yeah,
yeah. When he hit it into the bank.
Had to bring it up.
At the Masters. He might tee off with the players with the green jacket on. He's still wearing it around all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Him and Mike Weir.
Yeah, that bank. But yeah, I agree with you. It's one of those things where you always need a little bit of luck, but you also have to be on your game.
Well, he doesn't miss putts from inside 5 feet, so.
Yeah.
Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't missed one all year.
No.
That's a remarkable stat. Which, when you think of it as a pro, missing a putt inside 5 feet, you just automatically assume that they would always make those putts, but they never do.
But NBA players are only, you know, the good ones are only 80-90% from the free throw line.
Yeah.
They should make every free throw, but they don't.
Yeah. Well, even just like...
A 5-footer is kind of the same, right?
Yeah, for sure. And he's the... I don't know if he's the only guy on tour that hasn't missed one inside 5 feet, but there can't be many.
No.
And it's even more amazing he's doing that... it's even more amazing he's doing that with that putter.
Yeah,
the brick on the end of the stick.
Can't stand those. DJ's got one. Rom's got one. They're incredible. One guy who wasn't on, however, on the weekend, was Bryce Garnett.
Oh yeah, Sunday shot, was a
shot
day
88 on Sunday.
My pick.
Your Bronell's pick. Hey, he made it to the weekend.
He finished triple quad or quad triple.
Quad triple. Yeah. He was already shooting a horrible round and they just gave up.
No, he just had to par 17 and 18 for a cool 81.
Yeah. Yeah. Quad triple. That's,
I mean, they call it the green mile for a reason.
You don't see many high 80s on tour. I mean, you see quite a few guys
Steven
going.
Steven Bowditch playing?
I was literally just about to say, 88 is Steven Bowditch territory.
He's like an 82-82 type of guy.
That's true. Yeah. Or Fathauer. That guy's, yeah.
Yeah. Fathauer. I think he was 83-80 or something. He's 21 over two rounds.
Yeah. I don't think he's broken. I don't think he's broken par in like 12 rounds now.
Oh, yeah. He's
in
trouble. And then there was...
territory.
Yeah. Smiley Kaufman, too.
Well, Mr. Depression, taking to social media to talk about his depression with his golf game.
But he just got married, didn't he?
Smiley? Smiley was the wedding that Ricky and...
Yeah.
They're all buds.
Yeah, they were all buddies.
Maybe his mind's on that, or I don't know.
Yeah, Spieth and Ricky and JT went to the wedding. Yeah, they went from going on Party Central to Costa Rica or wherever it was last spring break to Smiley's wedding this spring break. A little bit different change of scenery, but... Then you had, John Peterson, first round leader and trying to hold on.
300K to keep his tour card.
Yeah, 300K. And then he went from winning. All he had, you know, it's not all he had to do was win the golf tournament, but I think he ended up T55 when it was all said and done.
And it's not even like he just, this is his tour card. He's retiring if he loses it.
Yeah, he said that, yeah.
It's crazy. It's one of those things that for all the guys at the top of the leaderboard or the top, you know, 100 in world golf ranking, a lot of people don't understand that these guys are doing it for a living, and there's that whole bottom half of the PGA Tour.
It's a grind.
It is a grind. This is their job. They're trying. Like, those guys are only making $130,000 a year just to try to keep their tour cards, and then they have to go onto the web tour. And
well, it's better now. Like, with the amount of money in the tournaments, like if you, like the top 25 on the money list keep their tour card for the next year.
Yeah.
And those guys are already, they're making like $800,000 at like 125.
Yeah.
But then you got to pay your caddy and all that stuff. So taxes whittles it down. But
yeah. Yeah. And then you get into sponsorships. So it's those guys that are at the top. Obviously, they're good and that's where they make their money, but they get their sponsorships. So these bottom end guys are just trying to keep their tour card because maybe you keep it for 2 or 3 years and then you start to get your sponsorships and that's where you really make their
Pat
money.
Pat Reed still doesn't have a club sponsor. Got a mixed bag.
He needs to get a new hat sponsor, is what he needs to get.
But I mean, another 8th place finish for him this week.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, he's locked. He's
losing. And the stupid helicopter finish is starting to take off. Like, JT was doing it out there.
Oh, God.
Fatso Reed was doing it a couple times. And
I thought I saw a couple of videos on social media of guys doing it on the range and stuff like that, just trying to. But.
Ugh.
The helicopter.
Speaking of weird swings, how about DeChambeau 4th again?
In spite of that swing.
Yeah. Thing of beauty.
Guy's just like filling up his resume with top 10s right now.
Guy's probably a wicked croquet player. Like, he's got the swing down.
Yeah, he is playing well. And then another guy up there, lovable Luke List.
Back to lovable?
He's back to lovable.
But
yeah. He's only good when no one picks him.
Yeah. T9, that he's putting together a really good season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really
quietly,
good.
Quietly, yeah.
Like,
quietly.
Consideration for Ryder Cup, maybe even.
Captain's pick, maybe.
Yeah, oof. Never know.
Keep it up, though, maybe.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens with him. I mean, there's lots of guys that are been filling up the sheet, but, I mean, if you're playing in every tournament, and you're one of the better guys, you're always going to be up there, so that's why we see him, like, yeah, he hasn't really taken a whole lot of weeks off, but why would you? If you're having fun, you're playing well, play as many as you can. Sure, you're knocking one of those guys that we just talked about, the alternates, out of the tournament.
Is Tiger going to make the Ryder Cup? Captain's pick?
Well, he's already...
He's technically already a vice captain?
Assistant?
Vice assistant?
Is it vice?
Yeah.
Vice captain?
That's weird.
Can you play in it when you're already that?
Can.
I think
so. I don't think anyone has before, though.
No, but I think if you qualify, you can. I don't know if they'll use a captain's pick on him. But
yeah.
A few funny facts. He's qualify.
No, probably not.
Guy stinks right now.
Yeah, we got a few fun facts about Tiger for this week. Pro-Am win. His first Pro-Am win. 333 tries. That's incredible.
I'm not sure. I mean...
Do you think it's because he's so focused on the tournament that he just kind of mails it in and uses it as practice round?
That's exactly what I think it is.
Yeah.
He has
no interest in winning.
Yeah.
It's essentially if he gets randomly matched up with an amateur that happens to have a good day, which obviously would have happened this week. But then the other fun fact, birdies.
This one's more fun.
Yeah, it's the 11th time ever not having a birdie in a round on the tour.
11th time ever. I don't know how many total rounds that was. Probably would have been in
hundreds.
We probably could have found that number, but hey, you can't win them all.
He's just fighting it right now.
Yeah, he is.
When he can't drive, he can putt. And when he can't putt, he can drive. And just not putting it all together.
Sunday was neither.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, is you expect so much out of him that he still made the cut. He's still doing okay.
But he's just... He doesn't get it close to the hole on his second shots. Like,
no.
He just seems to be 15 to 25 feet all the time. Whether he's from 180 or 140.
Can't make those long ones, yeah.
But
We'll see. Him and Phil?
That's partly because he's not piping him down the gut every time either, though.
Yeah, he's a bit of a question mark off the tee.
Yeah, but maybe Phil. Maybe the throwback. He's paired with Phil this week.
Phil,
T5.
Guy's hot.
Yeah, what can you say about him? Talk about his 69 on Sunday.
He had 6 pars and still shot 69. you know, any one of us go out there, we get six pars, we're shooting.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
In the mid 80s to high 80s.
Yeah.
No, 69. Six pars, seven birdies, five bogeys.
Yeah. Pretty good.
It's a fun round. Up and down. That's a fun round. That par on 18.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
chipping it off the rocks, was it?
In the little creek.
Yeah, he was in the creek.
They called it off the rocks, but I don't know.
I like that little creek on 18. That's a nice
make it sound a little better though, right?
Oh, you're telling me the announcers made it sound harder than it was? Oh. Welcome to every week on the PGA Tour.
Yeah. I mean, people sit at home and think, wow, these guys are so amazing, but if you watch, it's for a pro, these are pretty standard shots that they're hitting.
You almost need to be there, like, in person and just have, like, an earbud in listening to what the commentators are saying as you're watching the guy and be like, yeah. It's a straightforward chip, man. Yeah. He just told me he's not getting this close. He hit up to 2 inches.
I know. Like, they always say Tiger is never going to get this close from the bunker, and he's got, like, 30 yards of green to work with.
And he's a professional.
Yeah.
Neat little...
Speaking of bunkers, how about Day out of the bunkers this weekend? I think he was like 13 for 14
in sand saves.
Yeah.
That'll get you in the top
upper
echelon of a tournament, unless you're obviously not hitting them in there. Little couple who wore it betters this weekend.
Oh boy.
The big
I
one.
I know one.
Tiger and Patty Reed both wearing the pink shirts.
Who do you think wore that better?
The baggy.
The thing is, they were probably both extra larges.
Yeah,
but one's because a guy has real broad shoulders, and the other one's because he's got to cover the old bay window in front.
Milk bag Patty. The milk bag parachute. And then the other who wore it better was obviously the hilarity that ensued when the
final pairing
Day and Watney paired together wore the exact same outfit
by Nike. That is pretty
exact same. Like,
yeah. Well, but if you think about it, they're both sponsored fully by Nike, and Nike has been doing this thing where, like, that's why Patrick and Tiger both were wearing pink. Rory, if you remember the Masters, Rory and Patrick were wearing pinks. They're doing this, I think, on purpose, where all their guys are wearing close to the same colors and outfits so that it's more recognizable. Like, you see it. If you're sitting at one hole, you'll see one set of guys go by, and then all of a sudden the next guy's wearing the exact same thing.
It was.
They're just product
white placement. Pants, blue shirts, blue hats.
White hats, I think.
White hats,
yeah.
White hats. And of all the things, if you said Watney and Day are both wearing the same thing, who do you think would change?
Jason Day.
Watney every time. And yet Day was the one that changed the shirt, and then Day was the one that went and won the tournament.
Watney definitely wore it better, though. Man, that guy's good looking.
He's a good looking dude, yeah.
I mean, you probably think Jason
Day's
good looking, though.
He's a dude, babe.
He looks like you.
Jason
Day looks like Hetherington.
Yeah, he's got a great.
He looks like your older brother, actually.
Yeah,
I
guess. Yeah, kind of.
A little bit.
Yeah. More tanned.
Yeah, more tanned.
Well, yeah.
But overall, Day's got it going on.
Oh, yeah. A
couple kids. Number 3 on the way, they announced. Some guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then lastly on our list of things to chat about, Canadian content this week. 3 cuts.
Yep.
Connor's 42, Hughes 59, and Hadwin up there, T16.
Mr. Consistency, Adam Hadwin.
After that.
Hasn't missed a cut this year.
Nope.
No, and he had that layoff too, right? Like, he was
Took a break after Masters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was after the Masters. Took a little break. He was supposed to play the next week, and then he dropped out.
Mike Weir? Right. How did he not?
No, Mike Weir. No, he wasn't in this tournament. No.
He's taking a break to next year's Masters. You know, yeah. Must be real fresh.
Must be the grape harvest.
Yeah. The other grapes harvest. He's in the vat right now stomping grapes in his bare feet.
Hope he's got something, maybe some OxyClean to get it out of that green jacket.
Yeah, it stains. And then the other Canuck, he's qualified for this tournament, Graham Dillette, but still battling injury. We're enjoying some tasty Prairie Bards as we tape this shameless plug, as we tape this pot. Oh, and their quick crack. Oh, and another, yeah. We're enjoying the Prairie Bards as we tape this episode, partaking in a few. So obviously it's an unofficial 5th major, but before we get into the Players Championship chatter, we just wanted to bypass the pro tip, but not to go unnoticed. Mikey Golf, who has provided us with the last couple of player tips.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod for sure. He actually competed in the one of the U.S. Open regional qualifiers this week. Shot 369, but unfortunately it was one shot off qualifying for the regionals or for the
sectionals.
Wait. So he was there. He's you know, he's exchanged a few messages, said he played well, but now he's moving to New York to get some training in.
The Big Apple.
Some teaching in, yeah.
He probably blew up his phone 2 months asking for tips on your swing.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for next week to get a few more tips. We'll probably, I think down the road here, we'll probably have Mike on to have a special pro tip episode.
Live.
I think, you know, a live ep, whether it's call-in or not, or just, you know, get his ideas on on tips. But
it'd be stupid not to, really.
Yeah. Good friend of the pod there for sure, so.
All right, do you guys want to do picks recap, or do you want to talk Sawgrass?
Yeah, let's. I think we should talk Sawgrass first.
We'll do picks recap.
Okay, sure. Just put Wells Fargo in the room.
Just get it out of the way, because I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't.
I don't mind it.
So we'll start with
We'll go worst to first.
Yeah, go with
Matty B, worst.
The worst. Sam Burns.
Had, two missed cuts, Alex Noren and Tommy Fleetwood. Two good players.
Couldn't see those.
Yikes.
That's a stacked team.
You're trash.
And then Chudabaka spit. Sammy Burns tied for 55th for a 69 average.
Yeah. Friggin' Burns was leading in the second
round.
Wrong
week to miss cuts.
Yeah, he was leading.
Wrong week, but I mean, overall, obviously my 69 average stinks, but in the grand scheme of things with my five weekly wins, the overall
average.
How to
get that in there?
For,
just like your hole in one.
The overall average isn't that bad.
Coming in second, Brownell, of course, didn't win again. I had Webb 21st, not a bad showing. Kevin Kisner missed the cut. Did not see that coming.
Nope.
He was one of the top guys. And then old Bryce Garnett with his 88 on Sunday.
Tough Sunday.
Just be a 75th finish. Just missed the cut.
Garnett.
Yeah. 57 average.
Well, he just, like, that still blows my mind. 88.
He was up there.
Bowditch.
And then old Harv with the win with picking Jason Day. Second picked winner this year.
Yeah, you don't get to hang your hat on that anymore. No. It's bound to happen. I mean we're 11 weeks in here.
I won the match play, so I mean
that. Oh, that gimmick tournament.
That's not even a real tournament.
Oh, you won the gimmick tournament. Nice.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Yeah, Harv had Day first, Tiger tied for 55th, and Streelman missed the cut, so he had a 44 average. Good enough for the win. Nice. We gotta do better this week.
Yeah,
but we get
this
four picks.
Stacked field.
Yeah.
Stacked field, four picks.
We'll get into those.
Treating it like a major.
Yeah, we'll get into picks, but I love this tournament. It's at a course that made our top five courses pod a couple months ago. But
one of the most entertaining tournaments to watch, for sure.
It's after Augusta, it has a majors field with a regular tournament feel. Yeah. So it's kind of that unofficial fifth. Really good tournament. Usually packed leaderboard, obviously, with the packed field.
Usually a springboard. Like, if you win this, you're on the radar
for
analyst picks or expert picks to win a major.
Yeah. That being said, Siwoo Kim won last year.
Yeah.
Keimer won in 2016. He was up there for a while, and all of a sudden he's toast.
Siwoo Kim's going to, like, how do you win a major when you're just thinking about joining the Army?
Yeah, same.
You can't.
Didn't he win this? What we were talking about.
He
already won
a couple
weeks
back.
Yeah, a couple
weeks
back, but... I mean, Stephen Ames has won this tournament. A little Canadian content there.
All the big names have won it once or twice.
Yeah.
Tiger, Phil.
Duval.
Yeah. It's
Ricky.
Ricky, SDR.
Day.
Jason Day.
I mean, there's going to be guys. It's going to be a stacked weekend. But, I mean, you see, I've seen on social media, they've been sending out, PGA Tour has been sending out pics of the course. Like, pristine.
Yeah.
Those
and
white bunkers. 90%
of them are of the island green, but
yeah, but
still
a lot
great.
Of them are.
Yeah,
you know, you have the picks of the white.
Yeah, it's got to be one of the courses that's like after Augusta in the like most pristine shape.
Mm-hmm.
Tee to green, 1 to 18.
Yeah,
but
stadium style.
Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And the, I mean, you can't not think about the island green every time it comes up, like the players island green. It's
it should be an easy hole, and for them it is. But when you come to the 71st hole and the tournament's on the line,
and that pin is tucked right over the bunker and like 5 feet from the edge,
it becomes a little bit of a shaker.
I think when we get into your fun facts, there's a one guy in particular that doesn't think it's all that easy of a hole.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what? Let's go through your fun facts.
That guy is Aaron Baddeley. He's hit 13 balls into the water on 17.
Oh, how many tries?
Not many.
Yeah, I wouldn't think he's played there a whole bunch.
That's a lot of water.
He's
probably played there, what, 8-10 times? So that's 30 rounds, and he's hit the ball 13 times into the water.
Not a great percentage.
No. Yeah. But a great percentage, however, is Graham Dillette, 18 for 18.
Mr. Prairie Bard.
Yep.
18 for 18.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That's a good stat.
Some may say it's because he doesn't have any pressure coming in the... but...
Hey,
still impressive.
It's still pressure. It's always pressure.
Here's my last fun fact. Holes 16 through 18 at Sawgrass have seen 1,889 water balls in the last 15 years, whereas holes 1 through 15 have seen 1,818. So 70 less water balls for the first 15 holes in the last three. And there's pretty much water on every hole.
That's a very fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
You dug deep for that one,
hey? The funnest, yeah.
Like, the deepest realms of...
I was all... yeah, the internet's amazing.
It was a black hole. And then, obviously, the big storyline heading into the week is Tiger, Phil, and Ricky paired up for the first couple of rounds. Phil already trying to get into Tiger's head, and Tiger just getting right back into it with this shameless bet. Which is hilarious that Phil can even joke about betting at this point.
Well, I mean, Phil's playing way better right now, so
I just
he would be gambling. If they were to play a heads up match right now, who's favored? Phil.
Maybe they should do one of those. What they do? They did Tiger versus Duval.
The showdown in the
Tiger versus Sergio. They've done two.
The showdown in the desert or something under the lights.
Yeah, under the lights. Yeah.
Yeah.
At something mountain. I think that course is called something mountain, but yeah, I remember that. That was awesome.
I think there was four of them though. It wasn't just a match play thing.
The first one I thought was just Tiger versus Sergio.
Oh yeah. But yeah, there definitely needs to be a Tiger versus Phil.
Yeah.
Well, Phil, we wanted to bet a bunch of laundered money or something like that.
Yeah. That's what I mean is Tiger, like, this will be kind of an unofficial, since Tiger's back, obviously, unofficial head-to-head, and Ricky's just along for the ride. But Ricky's huge friends with those guys now with all the Ryder Cup. And you see, Tiger said in an interview recently that they're not really that hard against each other anymore because they've become really close due to the Ryder Cup stuff.
Yeah, him and Phil.
Yeah, him and Phil, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Ricky's, obviously, that iconic photo where he didn't have his girlfriend. And everyone's kissing. Yeah. He's just sitting there staring.
Did you see that?
Not anymore, though. Rocket.
Oh, yeah, he's doing well for himself. But... That reporter who asked Tiger what's more important to him, winning a tournament or getting back to number one in the world? Did you see that at all?
Nope, I didn't.
I mean, you gotta
what do you say?
And Tiger's like, well, they kind of go hand in hand. If you're winning tournaments, you're going to get back, climb that list. And the guy just kind of, okay.
Just put his tail between his legs. Yeah,
like, okay, bye. I don't even know where he was going with that, but that's what Tiger's answer. Like, if I win tournaments, I'm going to climb the list. Yeah. And if I win enough of them, I'll be number one in the world again.
Back to Ricky though, like how do you guys think he's gonna play this week?
With those two, or just
like he's either gonna relish in it and play really well, or is he just gonna?
Well, yeah, he is a boom or bust guy at this tournament. He's way up there, or he's not even remotely close. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of consistency, but I think he's gonna play really well. I think everyone's gonna be focused on those two. That he's just gonna be the third guy in the group, and he'll be T5 come cut time.
I mean, I'm sure there's bets online of who will finish the lowest between the three of them. I'd take Ricky.
Probably.
He's probably favored.
Are you sure, though? You love Phil.
Oh, yeah, but I think Ricky's going to play well with those two.
Yeah,
like you said, those
other two. I think all three make the cut.
Those other two are going to get all the attention.
Yeah, all three make the cut for sure.
I don't know about Tiger.
I don't know about Tiger.
All right, well, I guess we'll find out.
Maybe a side bet.
Yeah, I smell one. Well, do we want to get into our picks then?
Yeah. still more things to talk about.
What do you got?
Well, oh, notably, the last 13 winners, only four are American.
Ooh. Wonder if that'll four? Factor in the picks.
Which four?
Keimer? Ricky. Oh, you're talking about which four were American.
Tough. Yeah. Have another bard over there, bud.
Ricky, Kuchar, Tiger.
Tiger, yeah. Someone else.
Yeah, I don't know. A fourth?
I don't know how far back. 13, I said?
Yeah.
So 05. Because Hal Sutton won it in 2000.
Hal Sutton.
I don't know why that's in my brain.
Hal Johnson, Dwayne McLeod.
Hal Sutton, Mr. Sweat. Yeah, I can't think of the fourth.
Big money tournament, too. Players are usually a big money tournament.
$1.89 million to the winner.
That's enough. Too bad John Peterson wasn't in this one.
Yeah, you said. Second's probably over $1 million, too. Hey?
Probably pretty close at that stake.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty impressive stuff. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. It'll be a good watch. It's nice to have this tournament come in after these few that, you know, you watch, but you're not glued to it. Whereas this will be another glued.
Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day, also. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going
to Father's Day U.S. Open weekend, right?
Yeah.
Every year. So, I mean, Players gets Mother's Day, so it is kind of a little bit lesser. Fifth major, but all the mums out there, maybe we can try to finagle our way into a few hours in front of the TV. But, I mean, Mother's Day's on Sunday, so.
Take him for brunch.
That's right. Okay, picks.
Picks.
Who's starting you?
I start every week. You go ahead.
I'll start.
Sure.
Okay. We're going with two kind of stud picks. I don't know. Studs are
it's a loose term.
Good players. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
One mid player and one sort of dark horse. So my first stud is Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
Tied for fifth at the Masters. Tied for 15th last week. Had that one. You just got to avoid that one bad round. It's kind of having like one mid-70s round every tournament that just costs him. I think if he can put together four under par rounds this week, he'll win. He's got three top 10s here since 2013. So, I like him.
Yeah.
My other stud, kind of a borderline stud, but good player here, Louis Oosthuizen. Tied for second last year, playing well this year, fourth in strokes gained putting. Led the field in par five scoring last year.
He was, last year too, he was T2.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, yeah. Did you also say that he co-led at the cut?
I didn't say that, no. Thanks for adding
interesting,
that.
Interesting little tidbit I found.
Yeah. My mid guy, who could be almost just a stud at this point, Adam Hadwin.
The consistent Canuck.
Sixth consecutive top 25 last week.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, wow.
That's pretty
which
good.
Which includes the Masters.
Ties to Moose Jaw.
Yep.
Along with
T16 Prairie Bars. Last year, or last
a lot
week.
Of Moose Jaw ties in this. It's nice to see.
Yeah. No-brainer for me, really. I think he's going to play well again and be top 20. Maybe even top 10. Dark horse is kind of a boomer bust pick. I'm going with Martin Laird.
The Scotsman.
Who?
Two
top fives at Sawgrass.
Yeah.
Also a bunch of miscuts, so we'll see.
Hoping to catch lightning in a bottle with that one, hey?
Yeah.
Not
bad. Based on my luck so far this year, I'm going to say miscut, but...
Yeah, you never know. Worth the gamble.
Is it luck if we're 11 or 10 tournaments in and you're still missing cuts, or is it just
absolutely. Absolutely all luck.
Bad picks.
100% luck. All right, I'll go second. My first pick... Slick Dick Rick. Ricky Fowler. This is what we're talking about, him being boom or bust. He's got a win in 15, a T2 in 2012, and no better than T60 in his other six starts. Like, that's there's no consistency there.
And in that win, it looked like he could never lose this tournament again.
What did he birdie the last six holes or something like that? Yeah, it was something
and
insane.
He birdied 17 three times in a row to win.
Like... Craziness. So
he's got to be one of the favorites, hey? Top for odds.
I think, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's up there. Probably
Day.
Top five. Yeah. Day's up there. J- JT's pretty consistent right now. But yes, Stenson's in his last three individual competitions, he's fourth, T6, and T5.
You're going with Stenson?
Yep.
Oof.
We'll see.
Hope that three wood's on.
He's all over the map lately. He almost should be the middle pick.
No. You have enough.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, after Stenson, my middle pick is Tony Finau. Pop the ankle back into place and get out there.
Hopefully he doesn't get an ace.
He was solid last week, hey? Top 20?
Yeah, he's I'm not sure if he's on the listing here, but yeah, he's pretty decent. Mm-hmm. I like him. Got some length.
And if it rains, cuff of his pants
will be bone dry.
A lot of water on that course, so.
Yeah, he can go 4 feet out into those ponds and not worry about getting those pants wet.
Probably wearing waterproof shoes.
What a genius idea. Like, all those other guys have to take their pants off or roll them way up. He just walks right out.
Yeah. Genius.
He's an inch away from Capri's.
Yeah. And I'm... and then my fourth pick, I'm taking BDDB. Big Dick Daniel Berger.
You got Slick Dick and Big Dick?
Slick Dick, Big Dick. All the dicks on Team Matty B this week.
That's a Berger. Borderline sleeper, though. He's a good player.
He's a good player. Doesn't have a top 10 this year, though.
Yeah, he's maybe struggling this
year. I think that automatically pushes you outside of the middle and top tier. If you can't get a top 10, he's played 15 tournaments, probably.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's probably distracted a bit at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trying to find the right underwear, but... Harvier... Harvey, your turn for the picks.
Well, I'm going to go with the guy that's hot and hope he stays hot, Jason Day. I'm pretty sure he's number one in strokes gained putting on the field.
He was last week missing a putt inside 5 feet.
So,
yeah, gonna he's be up there. Solid with that red.
With the old brick attached to the stick.
Yeah. Brick stick.
Yeah, and so yeah, I'm going with him. He's won it before. Knows what to do. Then I'm going to just go with JT. I mean, FedEx Cup. He's every week they keep saying he's still leading the FedEx Cup, and he hasn't really won for a while. But good enough to...
He's pretty
just
right
consistent.
Now.
Yeah, and, hard not to pick him, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we're going to leave him out there, you got to take him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then mid-range pick, I'm going with the big cat there, Mark Leishman. Just
great pick.
Got a hunch on him this week.
Unless it's dead calm, he won't know what to do.
Well, he hits the ball. He's a good ball striker, so could be
loves
good.
The wind, though.
And then going with a bit of a darker of dark horses here. People listening to the pod, if they follow the European tour,
he ain't that dark.
They might be familiar with this guy, and that's Alex. Don't call me Xander Levy.
Is that a reference to him looking like Xander Schauffele?
Take it for what it is. But, yeah, he's 12 for 12 for cuts made on the European Tour this year. Not a big hitter, but accurate, and maybe puts it all together here.
Ball striking is a big thing here.
I think of those, well, obviously we got 12 guys picked. Someone's getting the winner.
Nobody's touching DJ Spieth.
Nope.
Rahm.
I think Rahm. I'm going to have some exposure to Rahm and DK.
Reed?
Sure. Oh, and Patty. Yeah, he's on a DK team for sure.
I almost went with our zombie boy, Matsuyama, actually. Really considered it.
Did he miss the cut last week, didn't he?
I think he was a Saturday cut.
Oh, the miss did not finish.
Yeah. The whittler down.
Yeah. Bryce Garnett was wishing he was.
He missed the Sunday
cut. At least he could have partied Saturday night.
Yeah. Or maybe he did.
Yeah.
Bryce Garnett could have partied hard. 88. That'll come up later. He's in Bowditch territory now for good. Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't go full Bowditch and get that DUI.
I should maybe not pick Hadwin this week because I'm just cooling guys down when I pick them.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Should I change it now? Nah.
Nah, you better.
That's written in pen, I think. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ink for sure. Yeah, but that's it. I'm excited to watch this week. Should be good. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there listening. And until, yes, probably zero, but... And for all the other guys out there, say Happy Mother's Day for us. You know. But until then, it's time to hit the clubhouse.